News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Now, there has been lots of talk about the amount of people losing in the national lottery. Yes, the lottery draw has rolled over some 47 times since the start of June, a phenomenon one mathematician says has odds of 1,500 to 1 against. And Dr. Michael Cronin is head of statistics at the School of Mathematical Sciences at UCC, and he joins us now. Michael, good morning to you. 1,500 to 1, they're good odds when you consider the odds of the lotto itself, but it still seems slightly unusual that we have lost for such a long streak. Is it likely that it will be that somebody wins it soon, or does that make absolutely no difference how long it's rolled over for?
Good morning, Ciara. Yes, odds of an event of 1,500 to 1 is pretty small. It's a relatively rare event. But given that the lottery is drawn twice a week over at this stage since 1988, it's not surprising that we get a sequence of rollovers like this. And it's important to remember that the lottery machine itself doesn't have a memory. And so even though it's rolled over 47 times, it doesn't make any difference to tonight's draw, for example. So your odds of winning on a single ticket tonight are still 10.7 million to one. They haven't increased or they haven't decreased.
Okay, so that's kind of how it works. And so for people who are kind of going, this seems outrageous and this seems suspicious, even as has been suggested, perhaps, you can throw a six on a dice 100 times in a row. It's not likely you would, but you could, because there's no memory to the dice throw. Is this the equivalent?
Absolutely, yeah. In fact, if you roll a dice four times, the odds of getting a six four times are about 1,300 to one, which is the same realm as the sequence we're seeing here. Or, in fact, if you picked a person at random, the chance that they were born on February 29th is about 1,400 to 1. Again, the same realm. These events in themselves are a little unusual, but given the amount of people we have, given the number of times you can potentially roll a dice, it's not surprising to see these sequences of these events.
Okay, so when Fine Gael TD Bernard Durkin and others say we need to look in and have an investigation into the lotto, why it hasn't been won, there are good statistical reasons why it might not be won. It's just random. It's how it is.
Absolutely. It's completely random. There's no evidence of anything untoward happening.
Okay. As a mathematician and a statistician, would you play the lotto yourself?
Absolutely.
Even with the odds of, as you quoted there, 10.7 million to one, I guess there's always one, isn't there?
Yeah, well, the odds, I suppose, are very remote. But for the sake of the €4 minimum price, the reward for winning, while very, very remote, is certainly life-changing.
News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
And I think risking €4 for the sake of tonight, 19 million, while the odds are remote, it's not a bad bet.
All right. And so what we can take from this conversation this morning, it's no more likely to be won this evening because it hasn't been won since June than it would be if it could be won tonight and on Saturday, is basically what you're saying.
Absolutely. Okay. It could be won for the next 10 in a row. There's nothing preventing that. Again, that is a little unlikely. But the thing to remember is that the lottery machine does not have a memory. It does not know that it hasn't produced a winner for the last 47 draws.
All right.
Each draw is independent.
Look, thank you for speaking to us this morning on all of that. That is Dr. Michael Cronin, their head of statistics at the School of Mathematical Sciences in UCC. It could be you tonight, Shane.
Actually bought a ticket for the first time in years.
I bought a ticket recently too, and I think, does that say something about the morale of News Talk Breakfast presenters?
Might be something to do with getting up at 4:45 every morning. Desperate times require desperate measures.